People don't even read their Bible, for heaven's sakes. They go to church on Sunday and they think they're just doing God a big favor. And they put $2 in the offering plate and they think everything's just cool. Well, you're nuts, my friend. You know, this guy comes to my house. He's a Satanist from one of the Satanist churches here where they sacrifice babies and melt those babies into candles, their skin, and that's supposed to give them more demonic power. And these Satanists came to my house, 5 of them, and threatened my life. Every time I got a chance, my Bible tapes on in the car. Actually, I don't even have a car right now. My car got stolen 4 weeks ago. And the Dallas police hardly do nothing to help me. It's even hard to get my insurance money for my car. So anyway, I'm bussing it around. Don't laugh at me, you idiot. You got the nerve to laugh at me, sitting there on your couch, fat, eating your Doritos.
Freaks, it's Friday, August 14th, 2009. Coming up on the program today, candy crack dealers, plus, oh my God, we're having a fire sale.
Oh, the burning! It burns me! Evacuate all the school children!
Ah!
Oh, mate! This isn't a fever!
Sing, Greg!
Can't even see where the knob is!
And padlocking bull testicles. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yeah, I got it on my claw. Hey, freaks, Timothy James Henson. This is The Distorted View Show, ending the week with the big Friday program. Got a great show for you. At the top of the program, you know, I never thought of golf as an extreme sport. That is, of course, until I saw this infomercial.
For 20 years, Jack Ham has been recognized as the world champion in golf with the longest drive ever. 473 yards, unheard of.
Listen to him grunt as he's hitting the fucking ball.
473 yards, unheard of.
Yeah! Yeah!
473 yards, unheard of. A quarter of a mile with 11...
I swear to God, I just heard him scream, wham!
A quarter of a mile with 11 seconds of hang time.
Pow! Pow! It's like that crazy tennis player. Have you heard this chick? Listen to her as she's... like a cat being raped. Now, that's a professional tennis player. There was a news report about a young girl who got in trouble. She wasn't allowed to play tennis because she was grunting too loud herself.
It's this enthusiasm for tennis that has seen Lauren Edwards kicked off the court. The 9-year-old has been banned from playing in the Northern Suburbs Junior Tennis Competition because she grunts too loudly.
Oh, that's not a problem for me. All right, so while loud grunting has been happening in tennis for a while, again, I have never heard that in golf. Aren't you supposed to be quiet and reserved? Apparently not anymore.
Introducing the Hammer X driver, the next revolution in driver technology. The Hammer X, streamlined shape, no CCs, no body, no bulk, built for fast...
The X is for extreme!
...extra acceleration, and the power core directly behind the ball gives every golfer a dead solid hitting zone!
Come on, you can make anything sound cool in that voice. I'm Tim Henson, the inventor of the Ultra Skillet! Assassinate your omelets! Stop watering your lawn like a fairy using a pussy hose and pick up the saturator. It's like pissing in your yard with the force of 50 drunken frat dudes. Make your grass gag on your powerful load with the saturator. Yeah, you can make anything seem extreme. All right, let's finish up with this commercial.
And the power core directly behind the ball gives every golfer a dead solid hitting zone.
Every. I love the way he says every.
Every golfer.
Every.
Every golfer.
Every.
A dead solid. Every golfer. Every. A dead solid hitting zone. And the Hammer X comes with the X shaft, flat like a sword, cutting through the air like a knife.
That's what I'm going to call my penis from now on. The X shaft. It's kind of like the X-Men. It's a mutant.
The Hammer X is the world's longest and most powerful driver ever. Ugh. And now it's hammer time.
So stupid. Hammer time. All right, there you go. Moving on, if you're a longtime listener of the show, one of the lessons you've learned from Distorted View is that you should never offer up information to the police. If a police officer approaches you about something, don't start confessing to crimes that the cop doesn't even know about. Unfortunately, the woman in this next clip is obviously not a Distorted View listener because she doesn't follow this very simple rule.
What's the deal? What's going on?
Well, the lady owes me $20. I gave her a $20 and she didn't give me nothing.
Why does she owe you $20?
$20 bill. I gave her a $20 bill.
For what?
For anything. I don't care. Whatever it is.
All right, well, she starts off kind of smooth there. The cop obviously knows it's probably for drugs. He asks her, well, what was the $20 for?
For what?
For anything.
For anything. I gave her $20. I just wanted her to give me something. Ham, a used vacuum cleaner. I don't care. I just wanted her to hand me something.
For what?
For anything. I don't care. Whatever it's for, but she can give me my money back if she ain't gonna do nothing with it.
Okay, were you planning to buy some drugs or something?
Okay, now see, that's really where she made her mistake.
Planning to buy some drugs or something?
I mean, she was being honest, but she kind of fucked herself over right there.
What kind of drugs were you wanting to buy?
Rock.
Rock.
Yes, I was.
You gave her $20 back.
I gave her $20. She gave me some plaster.
And now you want your $20.
I'm loving the drug dealer. I hope we hear from her.
You gave her $20 back.
I gave her $20. She gave me some plaster.
And now you want your $20 back.
Yes,
because she didn't supply you with crack cocaine.
Well, she shouldn't give me nothing. No plaster. Nothing. She should have said no.
What's going on?
Oh, now here's the crack dealer. I'm sorry, the plaster dealer.
She come around here a while ago. There used to be some people that right over there that used to sell.
Yeah.
We were sitting out here on the porch in some chairs. So she said, y'all have anything to buy? I said, no, baby, we don't have nothing to sell. So she left one around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Then she come back 10 minutes later, hollering, give me my money back. I said, no, you ain't bought nothing from here. Don't disrespect my child. This is my child.
Mm-hmm.
Could they arrest this woman for doing anything wrong? She didn't sell her crack. She sold her plaster. I don't think that's a criminal offense. Unfortunately, the faux crack dealer also doesn't listen to Distorted View.
I don't sell crack, I'm a prostitute.
Again, wrong thing to tell the authorities. I've got one more clip here involving the cops. This is a short one, and some of you may have already heard it before. Some of you may be hearing this for the first time.
I can break these cuffs.
All right, I should mention that this guy is a small midget black man who has just been handcuffed, and he seems to think he can bust out.
I can break these cuffs.
You can't break those cuffs.
He's trying. Despite the fact this clip is only like 3 or 4 seconds long, people have been making remixes. And some of them are quite good. I've got a few of them here for you. Here's the first one.
I can break these cuffs.
You can't break those cuffs.
I can break these cuffs.
You can't break those cuffs. Cuffs, cuffs. You can't break those cuffs. Cuffs, cuffs.
I can break these cuffs.
Cuffs, cuffs. You can't break those cuffs.
I can break these cuffs.
You can't break those cuffs.
I can break these cuffs.
You can't break those cuffs.
I can break these cuffs.
You can't break those cuffs.
Break, break. I can break these cuffs.
You can't break those cuffs.
All right, you get the idea there. Now let's go a little more old school with it.
Can't break those cuffs.
I can break these cuffs.
You can't break those cuffs.
I can break these cuffs.
You can't break those cuffs.
I can break these cuffs.
Can't break those cuffs.
I can break these cuffs.
Break it down.
All right, and finally, here is a techno remix.
I can break these cuffs.
You can't break those cuffs.
I can break these cuffs.
You can't break those cuffs.
I can break these cuffs.
You can't break those cuffs. I can break the club. You can't break those cuffs. I can break the club. You can't break those cuffs.
All right, it does get a little repetitive, but there you go, a couple I Can Break These Cuff remixes for you. Speaking of remixes, do you guys remember Aurora in the Desert? She's the fucking nut job who talks about being mummified in the glory of Jesus. She's always speaking in tongues. Shabashiki. And, you know, she sounds quite high in most of these videos, although she said she doesn't do any drugs. Now someone has taken those videos and is giving her the farting preacher treatment. You all remember the farting preacher, of course.
Hallelujah.
The day of miracles has come!
Father, oh yes, I sense your presence.
Was it something, Hal, that just as I came on the air, this started just bellowing and boiling out of me? Isn't that something?
Indeed. All right, let's hear Aurora in the Desert farting.
The Lord's present to heal. Whoa. All you have to do is reach up and touch the hem of his garment. Like the lady in the Bible with the issue of blood. She just reached to touch his hem. Whoa. And he touched her.
No.
Just his hands wide open right now. He's saying, will you receive your healing touch? Will you receive it? Whoa, so Lord, I just pray that you understand right now. Lord Jesus, to every single person who watches this, Lord. Every single person in the house. Shana Nakosa.
Shana Nakosa.
Thank you, Jesus. Ooh. You might, some of you might feel waves of heat. That's just God's presence. Jesus' mighty name.
I certainly do feel waves of heat.
And if you guys get it, if you guys receive a healing, I'd love to hear about it.
All right, quite enough of that. How immature, putting fart sounds over people's audio. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. It's Friday, it's payday, which means you've got a little bit of scratch in your pocket. Why not spend it on a Sideshow membership? It is only $5 a month or $50 a year. Very economical. SuperFreakSideshow.com, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts. Yesterday was an exclusive program. This weekend, I got a bonus episode for you. Great time to sign up. SuperFreakSideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we will get the hell out of here. First one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me! Specifically, Miami. Miami, Miami, you've got style. Blue sky sunshine, white sand by the mile. I think they sang that song on the Golden Girls, actually.
You are a faggot.
Hard to dispute that one. Yes, a woman set herself on fire at a Miami mall on Thursday, then walked around engulfed in flames, you know, window shopping, as shocked shoppers watched. Two men and a woman who tried to help her were hurt, but not badly. The 43-year-old woman, whose name was not released, doused herself with a flammable liquid at the Mall of the Americas, said Miami-Dade Fire Rescue spokesman Andrew Piedrahita. She had third-degree burns over 75% of her body and was found conscious in a parking lot. She seems utterly unfazed by the fact that she is engulfed in flames.
I have no idea where I placed that receipt. How am I going to return this shawl? They're not going to take it back. No, you startled me. Can I help you, officer?
Ma'am, you are on fire.
Funniest thing, I noticed that when I was at the Orange Julius. I started to smell burning hair. And I was like, that's strange. So I got my Orange Julius, and as I was passing by the piercing pagoda, I glanced over. You know how they have those mirrors so you can look at the, you know, piercings and stuff. Anyways, I noticed that I was on fire. It's the craziest thing, so I got really scared, but then I remembered that I left my receipt for my shawl I was trying to return in the car, and Nordstrom closes in 5 minutes, so I thought, you know what, I'm going to take care of the shawl thing first, then I'll try to put out this fire, which has now engulfed about 75% of my body.
Ma'am, the skin on your face is melting!
Oh, don't worry about it. I've been looking for an excuse to get another facelift, if you know what I mean. These crow's feet!
Three of your blackened fingers have turned to charcoal dust and fallen off of your left hand.
Honey, I'm right-handed. It's no big deal. Glove compartment. I bet you I left the receipt in the glove compartment.
I can see your bone.
That's where I keep my pine cone air fresheners. Yes.
Please, just stop, drop, and roll.
In a minute. Do me a favor. Remember skillet. I've got to pick one of those up. The omelets today were awful. They all just stuck to the pan.
Yeah, like I mentioned, she had third-degree burns over 75% of her body and was found conscious in a parking lot. Authorities don't know why she set herself on fire. She was airlifted to the hospital. Witnesses said she was in a clothing store called Savage Boutique when it happened. Jose Morales said he was about to pay for earrings for his girlfriend at a nearby kiosk when he heard screams. It was the piercing pagoda. When he heard screams and thought someone had fallen. When he turned around, he saw the blaze and realized someone was within it. Quote, this woman is just walking like this, super slow, completely on fire. You know, batshit fucking crazy, Morales said. His arms stretched out at his sides to show what the woman looked like as she walked out of the store. You couldn't see nothing but fire. Morales said witnesses used two fire extinguishers on the woman, who was on fire for about 2.5 minutes. All of her clothes, except her underwear, disappeared into ashes. Hot. After the fire was out, Morales said the woman walked out of the mall and into the parking lot.
Oh, fashion bug just didn't have anything good this week.
After the fire was out, Morales said the woman walked out of the mall and into the parking lot. The two men injured helping her were treated at the scene, while the woman who helped was taken to the hospital. The mall remained closed as of late afternoon yesterday. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. What the hell is going on in Australia? There's been a string of bizarre thefts recently, such as bull testicles. Yes, Australia is a country where the testicles on statues of bulls have to be padlocked to stop them from being swiped. The City Council of Rockhampton, Queensland, the beef capital of the nation, secures the testicles of bull statues to stop pranking students from stealing them. At least Rockhampton's police have irrefutable evidence of the stolen property. After all, how many sculptured bull balls can there be out there? Cucumbers are a different matter. South Australian police are investigating the theft of $10,000 worth of cucumbers in the past 3 months.
Yeah, fucking bless me.
I think I know where you could find a good number of those cucumbers. Thieves have struck market gardens a dozen times, leaving police an unusual challenge. The issue with cucumbers is, how do you and I tell who owns a different cucumber? Said Police Chief Inspector Kim Zander. The cucumber heists are as baffling as the theft of the entire produce from an olive grove. Thieves stripped 398 olive trees, leaving just 2 trees in the grove untouched. The grove's owner, Quinton Von Essen, was dumbfounded. It would take approximately 6 people up to 3 days to pick our olive grove. The eerie part is, there is not an olive on any of the trees, and not an olive on the ground. Then there's the case of Chad Daniel Haylock. He was jailed this week for 8 months. Why, you ask? Well, he stole 360 eggs and 5 kilograms of freshly ground coffee. And then a few years ago, someone was going around stealing horse tails. The tails were cut off 6 pet horses while their owner, Bob Hayes, was in a hospital with heart problems. It's a rotten, lousy thing to do, Mr. Hayes said. I have to agree with him. He added that he believed the stolen items could be destined for a market few would know exists. The fake tail market, where they could collectively fetch more than $2,000. Is that for, like, horses with cancer or something? I mean, these stallions go through chemo and they lose all their hair. What Manes of Mercy aims to do is pick up their spirits a bit. Give them a little bit of self-esteem. Cancer horses, huh. Yes, a man earlier this year broke into an adult shop. He stole blow-up sex dolls. I think we read about this story. He had sex with the blow-up dolls before abandoning the vinyl vixens in a nearby lane. This dude joins another pervert in recent sex-related thieves. Rodney Lyle Peterson pleaded guilty to 50 counts of theft of women's hair that he collected from the baggage of Qantas passengers. Sentenced in 2007 to at least 2 years in jail, the Victorian County Court heard Peterson would pull over his courier van and rummage through the lost or delayed luggage he was returning to Qantas passengers. The courier collected the pubic and head hair from brushes and underwear in the baggage, then put it in plastic slips and recorded the owner's personal details in an exercise book. Occasionally, he would open the Ziploc bags and stick his head in there and just inhale. Oh, get some pubic hair stuck to his face. A lot of weird stuff going on over there in Australia. It could very well be our most fucked up country or continent. Final story we have for you today. A Brooklyn performance artist's latest act is fake candy crack drug deals, riling neighborhood activists who don't think illegal narcotics are a laughing matter. That's where I disagree. Every other Saturday night, Nate Hill delivers $1 bags of crack, really crystallized sugar, to anyone in Williamsburg and Greenpoint who calls in an order. Dressed in a white tuxedo, I think my nephew lives in Williamsburg now. I'm going to have him order some $1 crack bags. Dressed in a white tuxedo, cuckoo, and a white dolphin headpiece, he shows up between the hours of 10 p.m. and 2 a.m., just like many real drug pushers. There's an amusing theater going on, and really, it's just supposed to be fun, Hill, 31, said, but of course, not everyone is amused. I hate anybody who jokes about drugs! Don't listen to Distorted View, Mr. Ishmael Torres. Here's the thing, I think it's funny, and he's not doing anything illegal, he's not selling it to children either, because, you know, what child is going to order candy crack at 1 a.m. in the morning? You know, it's just funny. Chill out. Yes, Ishmael Torres, president of the Tenant Association at the Borinquen Plaza in Williamsburg, said, I've seen too many cemeteries, too many hospitals, too many funeral parlors. Oh, the humanity! The cops should stop this guy. Kevin Waddlevag, or something, vice president of Outreach Project, an alcohol and substance abuse treatment center, said he was dumbfounded by the stunt. It's irresponsible just to assume that young people can make the difference and get the act. What? This guy is dressed in a dolphin headpiece in a tuxedo. He A, looks nothing like a real drug dealer. And it's sugar! You're not gonna buy crack for a dollar. That's ridiculous. And so what if these people think it's really crack? They're gonna be snorting sugar. Calm down, Jesus Christ. Anytime you mention, even mention the word drug, people go ape shit. Same way, you know, you mention rape. And there's plenty funny about that, too. Hill, a bookkeeper for a genetics lab by day, has a few other wacky performance pieces on his resume, including Chinatown garbage tours and knee-bouncing rides for strap hangers. His latest gag does have some fans. I definitely do it again. It's a great experience, said Enrique Serio, 21, a recent graduate who ordered some candy crack at a Williamsburg party last Sunday. The cops are aware of Hill's deliveries, but aren't worried about them. People have seen him around, said one police source. It's just candy. Unfortunately, being criminally stupid is not illegal. Thank God, or else I'd be behind bars too. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, checking in with my freaky niggas.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here. Hey, I thought this week's Sextastic Tuesday was supposed to be about pregnant male furries. Hermaphrodites, that's both, isn't it?
I don't know.
Oh, man. And I can kind of believe...
I had the weird... You know what? I gotta tell you. I had the weirdest dream...
Gay, Rottweiler.
Hey, shut up for a second. Good God. I had the weirdest dream about Tone Deaf Sean. It was the strangest thing. I dreamt that I was back at my old, like, junior high. But I was still, like, my age, right? And for some reason, I was taking classes. Probably because I never did get my high school diploma. And my parents were with me. I don't know if it was a meeting for something, but we left the school, and there was a fence that was up. People were doing construction or something, and I said, we need to get to my car. And she said, oh, I'm sorry, we're doing construction. And I got mad at her. I said, my dad is not going to fucking climb over the fence. There's no way he can do that. And he was like, no, I'll try. And so as I was trying to go over the fence, she said, well, you could just walk around. around the fence, and I said, oh, okay. And so as we were walking to the parking lot, there was a car parked by my car, and we were getting in, and it was Tone Deaf Sean. And Tone Deaf Sean was talking about a camcorder at Walmart, a Sanyo, that I should not purchase because they're not really Sanyos. You unpeel the label, and it's like some generic brand. Dun, dun, dun! Sanyo is pretty much generic, isn't it? So there you go. That was my Tone Deaf Sean dream.
Tim, Sideshow Dave from Illinois.
Yes.
Hey, I've been thinking about your situation with your dad and wanting to be included in his will after he's gone.
I better be.
You know he's going to include you, but you know how the money will be distributed, don't you?
No.
$5 a month or $50 a year.
That would be funny if that's how he left it. He left the estate like, I'm on some sort of trust. I can choose whether I get $5 a month or $50 a year.
Lol.
Everything else is really lame. Just wanna play video games every day. Wanna play video games, what'd you say?
Now that has gotta be a case of, like, kids with no talent, but very rich parents who just indulge their kids in whatever they want. Because it looked kind of like a professional music video almost, right? Like, they put some money into it. They should have put that money into singing lessons.
Hey, Spencer from Virginia here, Tim. I was listening to the ninth sideshow, and I was wondering, there's a music you play, and you play it every so often, and this time you played it on the little sketch about, like, I don't know, using the guys use the guacamole for lube or something at the end.
That sounds like something I would do, uh-huh.
Lube or something at the end. But it's music that's featured on the show It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And I've tried and tried to find the background music from that show, and I know this is on your show. So if you could give me, like, the names of what it is or where I can find it, that would be really awesome. Love the show. Keep up the good work. Go listen to the bunny fuckers. Bye.
I think if you're talking about the insensitive reenactment music that I used, this one... I don't know who recorded the music. It is called the track name that I have here is called Happy Go Lively, and it is a music production piece. That's why you hear it all over the place. Hope that helped you out a little bit. All right, moving on now.
Hey, Tim, it's Rat Girl from Texas.
Hi, Rat Girl.
Sonic Buttons.
Sonic Butt Chunks is your supervillain name, huh?
The reason that spiral tastes better of the macaroni and cheese is because more cheesy goodness gets to attach into the spiral.
Yes.
Through, and I like it much better, too.
Yeah, shells aren't that bad either because the cheese gets like caught up inside the shell. You know, it's like a cup.
Hello, Timothy Henson. This is Pan Pan. It's got your monkey overlord calling. And I hate to pull the prego card on you, but last night when we were entertaining our feelings, i.e. I was hammering your man pussy, the condom broke.
Oh, no.
Honey, I think you may want to be on a stick. We might.
Oh, okay, thank you very much.
Hey, Tim, Burning Kitty Cat here. And not too long ago on the show, you were talking about retards who get jobs and earn money and pay taxes.
Yes.
And that reminded me of... this bus driver, when I was in, third grade, I was talking with my bus driver, and she was saying, you know, like, he spaces out, like, he's not a good bus driver at all, and stuff like that. But then when he subbed one day, and he had no idea what he was doing. He was completely retarded. Like, he didn't talk to any of the kids. He mumbled when he did talk, and everything was, you know, you couldn't figure out anything he was saying. And also, he had a balding hippie look. You know, he's got the ponytail with...
He might have just been a pothead. You know, not retarded, but, burnt out or something.
But he's got the ponytail in the back, but then he's balding in the front.
Yeah.
And also, I was thinking...
I hate when you go to pick your nose and, like, the booger is all slimy and you can't get it. You know what I mean? Like, it's, I'm trying to pick my nose here, and, it's really slimy, and I can't get it.
Hard
start
getting jobs.
I like the when they're harder and they just all come out at once.
And
big string of them.
Taxes. Shouldn't it be something like physical labor? You got to take advantage of the retard strength. I mean, it's
that's true.
Like,
they should be like lumberjacks or something.
When it's an imbalance.
They don't even need saws. They can just push on the tree.
Someone is too smart, but not very strong. They use their intelligence to make up for that,
right?
The retards,
like athletes,
don't do anything,
right? Well, I don't know. That's a good question.
Hey, Tim, Clark.
Hi, Clark.
I love the show. You,
thank you.
You went on a rant about retarded people, and then you said that fried people like fried.
Oh, shut up! I made a mistake. Like, you're so perfect. Hello.
Hey, Tim. It's just me, Alex from Pittsburgh. I'm just wondering. I'm listening to this reality, listening to your last news story like a few minutes ago. I'm just wondering about you. What's your opinion about cheaters? I just think it's one of the most funny shows to watch. But it's honestly funny as shit.
Cheers?
I just want to know your opinion. So
on the television show Cheers.
What kind of craziness do you think it all is?
Wait, what is he talking about? Cheers? Great, what?
Hey, Jim, it's just me, Alex from Pittsburgh. I'm just wondering, I'm listening to this reality, listening to your last news story like a few minutes ago. I'm just wondering about you. What's your opinion about Cheaters? I just think it's one of those.
Oh, Cheaters! Jesus Christ. I thought, because, you know, I was mentioning how great television was in the 90s. I thought maybe he was asking me about Cheers, even though it started in the 80s. I love Cheaters. Cheaters is great. Love it. Watch, I haven't really caught it recently, but I used to watch, DVR it and just have little Cheater marathons. I hate Joey fucking Greco, though. He's creepy.
Tim, okay, so I'm sitting at Sal's, which is my, this is Chris from Wisconsin, by the way.
Hi, Chris.
At Sal's, which is my local pizza joint.
Uh-huh.
And I just had a friend of mine buy me a slice of pizza because I'm poor and I have no money. And because he's an asshole, he's making me do a giant line of Pixie Sticks in front of him, snorting it. And this is me doing that.
Is your friend the candy crack dealer by any chance?
Oh, my God. Right. Wow.
He did a line of Pixie Sticks. All right. What a way to end the week. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Why don't you guys email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it no God?
I'm still freaking fresh.
Vote for us a podcast. Allie, very important. If you haven't done so in the month of August, do so right now. Subscribe via iTunes. Don't forget to spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the show. If you're on Twitter, go ahead and click that little retweet button on DB's homepage, and you can share today's episode with your friends. And if you're not Sideshow member, sign up right now, because I got a bonus episode for you guys this weekend. Otherwise, we will see you back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, have a great weekend. Bye, everybody.
Sleep tight, batshit.